I'm Chandra Singh. I'm a painter. And right now we are in my new studio, which is in Bridgewater in an old mill. I lived across the street from World Trade Tower 2. I had a small loft there. I woke up, my phone kept ringing, and it was before cell phones for me. And someone kept hanging up on the machine. And I pick up the phone, and it's my mother, and she's saying, "Chandra, the World Trade Tower is on fire." And I said, "What?" And she said that the World Trade Tower is on fire. And I turn around, and when I turn around and look at those big 8-foot windows, I just saw people's things, just things like rain flying down. I didn't look directly on them, so I wasn't seeing fire, I wasn't seeing smoke. I just was seeing like rain, like pens and papers. And I wasn't even that nervous because I didn't know what was happening. My mother didn't even know what was happening. And then I said, "You know what, Mom, you're right. What should I do?" And she said, "I would leave." But I was so close to the World Trade Towers that my only way of going uptown was to go through them. But I was near Battery Park, so I said to her, "I'm going to go to Battery Park, where it's open space." And I put on a pair of jeans and a t-shirt and my keys. That's all I took with me. I walked down my stairs, and as I was coming out of my building, the second plane hit Tower 2 right next to me. And it was a ginormous explosion. I didn't know it was a plane. I thought it was a bomb. And my whole building shook. And I went outside and saw a huge flame coming. And then as I was standing there staring at it, someone tapped me on the shoulder, and it was my neighbor, David. And we were watching it, and nobody knew it was a plane. Nobody knew what was going on. And as we were watching it, things were falling, like debris was falling, stuff was falling. But then all of a sudden, things started to fall that were not like debris. They were not catching the wind. And that was people. That was people. And I remember I turned to David and I said, "That's not debris falling." And he looked at me like he knew. And pretty soon right after that, all of a sudden, because we didn't think it was going to fall, the tower that we were under, Tower 2, just started to collapse. And I remembered thinking at that moment, because I was literally a block away from it, and it's the second largest building in the world. I remembered thinking for half a second, this would have been my last thoughts of my life. Wow, my life is over so quickly. But then I grabbed David's hand, and I said, "We have to run." And we ran all the way to the end of Battery Park, and I remembered getting to the end of Battery Park and being like, oh my God, you know, I was happy, not happy, but I was like, we're alive. I was in shock that we were alive, that there was no, because if we'd made it that far and no big beams had hit us or we weren't covered with anything. And he remembers when I said that to him, "Oh my God, we're alive." He remembers the dust cloud just taking me over and me turning white. So I'm telling him we're alive and he's going, "What the hell's happening to Chandra?" You know, she's turning, you've seen those pictures of people. That was me, you know, covered with all the white. And these fighter jets flew above us. And I remembered getting really scared and saying to David, "You know, what's going to happen now? Are going to drop bombs?" Because we were in a war. It was a war for a day. You know, it was a war. And he said, "No, no, no, don't worry." He said, "Those are our guys." He goes, "They're probably going to go get whoever did this to us." And so when he said, "They're probably going to go get whoever did this to us," instead of saying, "Yes, go get them," I actually, on that day of September 11th, sat down and said a silent prayer for all of those people who are going to be innocent, who are now going to feel what we felt. You know, now with our going to get them, all the children and the mothers and the men and whoever it is who have nothing to do with any of this, now what are they going to get? You know. On that day of 9/11, because it was a small studio, I had an 8-foot by 3-foot white canvas that I hadn't painted anything on, standing on an easel. And amazingly, when I got into my apartment, I for sure thought that would have knocked over. It was still standing there in the heart of Ground Zero, you know, and vertical, you know. And so then one day, maybe a month or so later, it was a miserable day and you could see Ground Zero at that point. You could see all the burning and smelling. And I just like, kind of like magic, I just had this idea in my head. And I thought, you know, I want to paint two towers. And I want one tower to be a pattern of Muslims praying. Muslims praying in three different positions. And then the second tower, I want to be made up of every single person who passed away on 9/11, totaling 2,915 people in the exact opposite position with their hands in the air. And I had it like a vision in my head, and I thought, and I want to do it on that canvas that's still standing down there. I told my parents, I said, can I move up to the house in Vermont and make this painting on the canvas that I left in your house in New York? And every day I spent on the computer just printing out images of every single person. And so as I was doing the painting slowly turned into an optical illusion. From a distance, it's just these two forms. And then not until you get closer do you realize it's people, and not the left side, and not until you get close, even closer do you realize it is all actually individual people. It was my way of talking about human nature, and then all of a sudden being a 9/11 survivor myself and a terrorist survivor myself, understanding abrupt trauma, you know, and for no reason, the fault of my own, watching people die around me for no fault of their own. It just didn't want to be a memorial. It wanted to ask a question with the painting. The Muslim side is for you. It's for you to decide what you want. You know, you might have other reasons for the Muslim side, and that's okay. That's what makes it a painting and not a memorial. All I could do that day was run away. You know, so this was my way of going inside and doing something. I couldn't be a fireman, but this was my way of being a fireman. This was my gift, my way of giving back. And those people gave me their souls, you know. So I wanted it to be a gift for everybody.